I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's the biggest transaction in the history of Russian privatization. U.S. oil giant ConocoPhillips has won an auction for a 7.5% stake in the Russian oil company Lukoil. There are various ways to think of oil companies. If you rank them by reserves that they own or control, Lukoil is the second largest in the entire world. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what are the details of this transaction, and what's the benefit for the industry?
Well, as you said, ConocoPhillips is buying 7.6% of Lukoil, and it's the last part of the company that is currently owned by the Russian government. The deal's worth almost $2 billion. And the biggest benefit here, at least for ConocoPhillips, is that it's going to jointly pursue with Lukoil two oil exploration projects. One to develop a large oil and gas reserve in an area of northern Russia called Timan Pechora. And they're also going to seek to jointly develop an oil field in Iraq. And beyond the benefit to ConocoPhillips, it's also really very much a vote of confidence in the Russian oil industry, especially in light of what's been happening there with Yukos, which appears headed for bankruptcy as part of a big political fight with the Kremlin.
What does this mean for those of us who are putting gasoline in our cars and spending ever more money to do it? Is this going to do something to the world oil market?
Potentially, as they do tap these new reserve areas, and it's probably going to set off a wave of acquisitions and or partnerships between Western and Russian oil companies. I spoke with Doug Steinmetz, a lawyer who specializes in Russian oil deals, and he says this opens up all kinds of possibilities for more exploration.
In general, in the international oil industry right now, prices are remarkably high, and reserves of oil are falling. And the oil companies are sitting looking for oil everywhere in the world and having trouble finding it. ConocoPhillips has grabbed an advantage here over the other oil companies by getting into the Russian market in a big, big way and simultaneously getting a foothold into Iraq.
And he noted that BP has already made a major investment in another Russian oil company, and now ConocoPhillips really putting the final piece in place for, as you said, the biggest privatization of a company since the Soviet Union collapsed.
Another topic, Tess, the government's revised its estimate of how much the economy grew in the second quarter of this year?
Yeah, we get three estimates of gross domestic product from the Commerce Department every quarter. The last one said the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.8% in the second quarter. It's now revised that figure. This final number is 3.3%. So, you know, that soft patch that everybody's been talking about in the economy apparently wasn't quite as soft as first thought, but it was still the weakest showing in a year. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into a group of veterans suing the government for exposing them to radiation during nuclear tests.
Thanks, Tess, of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.